we had a 1,200% increase in sales using TikTok ads.
My name is Linda, and I'm a co-founder of Love & Pebble. We created Beauty Pops, a frozen facial that melts into nourishing skincare.
I started this business with my husband, and we do everything from packing orders, marketing.
Before, it was just me creating videos, but now I have over 2,000 affiliates that are working with us. If we can do it with TikTok ads, you can too.
Want to grow your business fast? Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We had a 1,200% increase in sales using TikTok ads.
My name is Linda, and I'm a co-founder of Love & Pebble. We created Beauty Pops, a frozen facial that melts into nourishing skincare.
I started this business with my husband, and we do everything from packing orders, marketing.
Before, it was just me creating videos, but now I have over 2,000 affiliates that are working with us. If we can do it with TikTok ads, you can too.
Want to grow your business fast? Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Where the line between neighbor and nightmare is razor thin. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Let's now take a look at the case from what happened with the FBI. They got their probable cause affidavit. I think a lot of people are even really aware of this part of the case. They did get a probable cause affidavit. The lead agent from the FBI who was on this, who wrote that affidavit, which I actually read verbatim on the air just the other day. People can go back and listen to that or watch that on YouTube or wherever they're getting podcasts. It is such a striking document. The lead agent says, I basically believe that Ron Logan is our guy. And then they went in, they did the search of his home, his outbuildings. They had on the probable cause affidavit the right to go take all of his digital devices, go through basically everything as they tried to piece together other pieces of evidence, the fibers that were identified on some of the girls, possible DNA that was never really matched to anybody. But again, they didn't really do that with Ron Logan, or if they did in that time, we don't know about it. So they go do this investigation, they get all their findings, and then Delphi says, we're good, you can leave, our Keystone cops have got it from here. And they're handed from the FBI the findings of what they did in that investigation. And we're talking FBI investigation. So these are people who have a lot of reps in this. And when they get that information, they essentially say, everything we just talked about right there, and God knows what else they found because we don't know the answer to that. They say, I think we're going to look somewhere else. That to me, I mean, that just seems insane. I mean, how would you be looking at that? I mean, if you were the local prosecutor and you have these sort of things handed to you, what would possibly shift you to go and say, all of this that's handed to us verbatim and really, really doesn't look good for Ron Logan, that you're going to say, let's look somewhere else?
Tony, it's very peculiar for local law enforcement to essentially just ignore the FBI reports and their findings. Anytime as a defense attorney, when I see the FBI's on a case, I know I'm in for a formidable challenge because they know what they're doing and they do their work. Now, granted, they've come under some scrutiny here and there, and perhaps rightly or wrongly, but it is bizarre for this federal law enforcement agency with more resources than God, who has been doing this for decades and decades, to come to a local authority and say, hey, we think it's this guy, and the local authorities to kind of just blow it off. It's very bizarre.
Yeah, it's insanely bizarre. I mean, and there's like 13 tips that pointed at Ron Logan. You literally have the woman who lived with him for a while, and her first reaction is, oh, well, that looks like Ron. And what I'm talking about here is the bridge guy. I'm going to bring this up here just for a second so everyone can see it in case they have not yet. And this comparison was actually done by the woman who holds the world record for the most successful prosecutions of criminals using forensic technology like she was doing here and comparing. And granted, you can't make a 100% judgment on this, but everyone's going, well, why don't we have an example of Richard Allen compared to Bridge Guy? Why didn't we go out there and, at least, hire somebody that's the same height and then put it on the bridge, put them right there in the same position and go, does this remotely match up? If we shot it from the same angle, put him at the same place. This is Bridge Guy. This is Ron Allen. This is Bridge Guy. This is Ron Allen. As a layman, you look at it and go, well, that's pretty damn similar. Doesn't necessarily solve the case, but it certainly, I think, that might get you arrested.
It is a striking resemblance, no question. And it kind of goes back to just old school police work in the sense that physical descriptors matter. Looking at height, weight, race, other characteristics, build, things like that, gait, that sort of thing. Those things matter, and they matter to juries. And so when we look at that comparison there, anybody who looks at it is going to raise some eyebrows and say, wait a sec, that looks pretty close. And the fact that in addition to all the other stuff we've talked about was sort of lost on local prosecutors is a bit baffling to me.
I think I've gone beyond now believing that, this was a case where things snowballed. One person was trying to cover up one thing and the other person did that and the other person did this. And it ends up looking like a conspiracy. You have so many people involved here that either just ignored facts or had some sort of pressure or reason not to look at the facts of this case. And that's where we're left speculating. I have no idea what that could possibly be. But that's a lot of people, all the way from the prosecutor to the judge, how this was really pushed in one direction. I mean, that's another weird part to me on this, is Judge Gull. And I'm not here to insinuate that she's trying to cover up a crime or anything, but her behavior, her rulings, didn't make any sense in terms of what she did and did not want to let into this case. The third party culprit, nah, not good enough. We just went over the third party culprit theory and what that is. Have you ever seen a judge not allow something like that in where there is that much evidence? I mean, it's not just like, oh, we think Chloe the dog bit somebody like in Delphi. You have a lot here that really points to there possibly being a third party culprit.
Oh, exactly. And, the threshold for courts allowing in alternative suspect evidence is also very low. I've seen cases where the defense kind of just like points over there in the air and says, hey, I think it was probably somebody else. I can't tell you who and can't give you much information why. Here we have solid, credible evidence of a potential alternative suspect. And my understanding is that the ability to present that to the jury was extremely limited by Judge Gull or completely excluded. Yep. And so that is a tremendous problem, especially when that's probably a central defense for Richard Allen, and an appellate court is probably going to view it as such.
It makes me wonder, and maybe you can shed some light on this, why did the defense try to lean so hard on the Odinism when there was a really, really rock solid third party culprit evidence in this case?
I'm wondering if part of it was either Judge Gold's rulings or how defense expected Judge Gold to rule regarding alternative suspect, and that the defense wanted something or needed something else to present, and they kind of had to take what they had. The Odinism defense is a bit esoteric. It's a bit far-fetched. It's a bit out there. And so that is not the strongest presentation to make to a jury, whereas saying, hey, I think it's the guy who on whose property these bodies turned up. That would be something much more compelling. But I, again, think Judge Gold handcuffed the defense throughout the entire case.
Why do you think she did that?
You know, questions persist about that. As I've mentioned before, this is a small town and people know each other. And, you know, there are allegiances. There are sometimes people wanting to protect other folks. Sometimes there is just sort of a laser focus and social pressure saying, hey, we've got to pin this on somebody. These poor two girls are dead. And so I just wonder if it was a constellation of those factors that came together. And it's no secret that a lot of judges have an overly favorable bias towards the prosecution. And that's at least what I personally observed from Judge Gold.
I mean, are you saying basically the prosecutor, presented, what he was going to the judge, and said, here's what's going on. And was, do you think she was just blindly following what the people she thought she could trust were giving her? And almost, in a way, maybe railroaded the judge a bit into going, my guys are saying this is bullshit, so I'm going with that. And I'm not, she wouldn't have done her due diligence, I guess, if she didn't look at any of this information that was out there, that was publicly out there.
Yeah, I hear you. Just in my perhaps jaded experience, some judges kind of get a one-track mind on cases. And even though they're supposed to be a neutral, impartial arbiter, they're not. And so, when they're denying defense motion after defense motion after defense motion and kind of giving the prosecution anything the prosecution wants, it starts to raise the specter of, is this an unbiased judicial officer on this case, or is she putting her hand on the scale on one side or the other? And that's a very real concern.
Or is she just phoning it in, basically? where it's like, I don't care. I'm busy. Whatever you guys say, we're going to go with that and just kind of keep it rolling along. I mean, I get, sometimes you get complicit in a job and I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, she seemingly has been trying to work her way up the bench, even trying to get to the Indiana Supreme Court. So I don't think you'd be really phoning something like this in, especially with such a high profile to the case. But it's so troubling. The other piece of this, and we talked briefly about it earlier, the girlfriend who has been testifying left and right to different media outlets and to the police. She said she tried calling the tip line like four or five times. Eventually, she had to just find another way to get a hold of them and finally present all the information. And then it was just kind of left at that. Good luck. We'll take it. Thank you very much. How do authorities typically take and detectives typically take that sort of information when you have someone who was a partner who can really, share their story? And there's records of crimes committed against this person from your potential suspect over here. How often do they just blow that part off and go, I would think that would be really strong testimony. Someone who knows this person probably better than most.
With a case, especially a high profile case that has a lot of attention, as law enforcement, you're going to get a lot of tips. And the vast majority of those tips are probably not going to have any merit at all. And in fact, they might be a wild goose chase for you. So sometimes law enforcement gets a little bit jaded in terms of receiving that information. They say, yeah, okay, fair enough. But here we have somebody who knows this alternative suspect really well, who knows their background, who can talk about specific instances of conduct and probably has evidence substantiating those things. And so certainly law enforcement should have looked more closely at these tips, given more weight to the information the ex-girlfriend was providing. She went on the show recently saying that she still thinks that Logan was capable of doing this.
Given that Ron Logan is now dead, obviously you can't prosecute a dead person. How does that create a roadblock at all for Richard Allen as he goes through appeals, especially if they're going to go in this direction of third party culprit? I know they've already brought that up in some of their filings on appeal here. Is just that, and specifically naming Ron Logan, the fact that he's dead, though, and you can't really go after him anymore or interview him or question him or do anything. Does that create any sort of issues for Richard Allen as he tries to fight for his freedom?
Tony, I might be in the minority on this, but I think it actually helps.
Okay.
And here's why. So if the person's still alive, defense can bring these accusations of alternative suspect, and Ron Logan could get up and say, hey, that wasn't me. And he could try to reconstruct history and, you know, try to get, you know, trick other people or persuade other people to testify falsely for him. But when he's dead, dead man tell no tales. And so that allows Richard Allen to have more control of the Ron Logan narrative on their appeal and on potentially in a new trial.
The biggest document that I would like to see, and only the FBI has, and they're not certainly not going to release their findings, is the document that says what they found on the property. We have the probable cause affidavit, but we don't know what happened after that because it was handed over to local Delphi authorities and investigators and to the state, and then the FBI was kicked out. And the FBI's done. Here's our work. You do what you will with it. And they did nothing with it, basically. That document, that information that they found on the probable cause search that they executed on Ron Logan's property, is that ever going to come to light? Can it ever come to light if Richard Allen does get a second trial? Can that sort of information be subpoenaed on discovery for Ron Logan, considering he was a different suspect, but it doesn't directly deal with the accusations against Richard Allen, but it certainly points to the other suspect. Could that ever see the light of day? And could it end up being a factor that certainly helps Richard Allen?
You know, if I was Richard Allen's appellate attorney, I would be pleading with the appellate court to release that information, because not only would it help on the underlying case, but it could help the appeal, certainly, to garner additional evidence in support of Richard Allen's case. And there's nothing overly out of bounds about that type of a report. There might be sensitive information, that kind of thing, but that can usually be overcome through legal maneuvering. And so, yes, I think it's likely that information could at least get to Richard Allen's attorneys and potentially the public later on.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
We had a 1,200% increase in sales using TikTok ads.
My name is Linda, and I'm a co-founder of Love & Pebble.
We created Beauty Pops, a frozen facial that melts into nourishing skincare.
I started this business with my husband, and we do everything from packing orders, marketing.
Before, it was just me creating videos, but now I have over 2,000 affiliates that are working with us.
If we can do it with TikTok ads, you can too.
Want to grow your business fast? Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.